here on the Wade Hampton Show. We're so unstoppable. Coming up, it's Pleasant Green Baptist Church and Pastor Michael Grimes. We'll follow that with music from Keela Richardson and much more great things going on right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Before the king Nebuchadnezzar, there are three boys called Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the Israeli dialect, but Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that stands on the inside of you. When you stand before your Goliath, there's a David that stands up in. I wish I had some praying church in the house here. When you stand before your job, there's a Jesus Christ that stands on the inside of you. The ship breaks apart. And they made it on broken pieces. And when the ship got to the other side, all broken up. Planks all over the wall. Yes. Every man had a plank. The plank became a life preserver. And everybody on board was safe and sound. Do I have a prayer church in the house? Somebody here know that the Lord will take care of you. I wish to have a praying church in here. Who in here know that the Lord will come and see about you? They get on the other side and they are called barbarians and Paul becomes the snake comes out of the fire, and Paul got to shake the snake off. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to shake off something. When people get on your nerve, you just got to shake it off and keep on moving. I don't have no church in here. A snake there. You just got to shake it on. But the key to the text was that Paul had to go to the commander of the hour, and he needed prayer. And Paul had prayer, and the man's life was restored. Somebody got to know that Lord will make a way. Somehow, he may not come when you want him to come, but the record says he's always on time. That a people says that he's an on-time God. And she said, yes, he is. But Paul knows something about being persecuted, because every day of his life, to the Roman jail. He was being persecuted by Satan. Well, but I heard him tell little Timothy, I fought a good fight. I ran a good race. But now I'm ready to go. But I still see him in 2 Corinthians 5:1 said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle shall dissolve, that I have a building of God, not made with hand, but eternal in heaven. Paul knew, he said, I don't want you to be ignorant about those that are asleep. In other words, they're sleeping, y'all. They're not dead, but they just rest in the heavenly graves. But I love the Lord because Paul stood on the word of God. And when you stand on the word, look like the storm don't stop coming, but you stay standing on the word of God. If God said it, baby, till the end of the world, I'm gonna stand on his holy word. Thank the Lord, all right, this morning. He's a God you can count on. He's a God who don't go to sleep. He's a God who's taking care of you every step and a mile of the way, y'all. He's a God who will come down, wipe your eyes. Ain't nobody had no crying days in here, but he'll come down and wipe the tears from your eyes, and you won't cry no more. I love the Lord. Pastor, I love the Lord. Driving up and down the road, you got to love the Lord. Going back home vexed up, you got to love the Lord. Drive back up for another dose, you got to love the Lord. Anybody in the house, you're no longer a fan, but now you're a follower. Do you really love the Lord? Don't fool me now, because the Lord needs some cheerleaders. Anybody in the house wanna cheer for the Lord? Can you cheer for what God has done for you? If he brought you out of 1, 2, 3 hospitals, can you say, God worked it out? If he brought you out of the doctor's office, can you say, the Lord brought me out? Because when I say, who did it, you say, the Lord did it. If I say, who woke you up, the Lord did it. Who put you to sleep, the Lord did it. Who fed should have been crying, but the Lord got you smiling. Who did it? The Lord did it. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. He's worthy. You don't know what I'm talking about this morning. He's worthy. He's a worthy God. He's able. He's worthy. I'm gonna hasten to the throne. 20 years of dedication. You don't find preachers like that. You don't find pastors like that. He's been underpaid for 20 years. I know I ain't coming back. He's been underpaid for 20 years. When you have a dedicated you ought to do all you can. Take care. Because you got to go through about another 30 to find one dedicated. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pastor, give me some old time church with that, Steve. Y'all don't mind, do you? I like to go back way back to give me some old time church, Steve.
For listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy